the Voice of Russia, it's time for our weekly folk music feature, Folk Box, and me, your host, Svetlana Yakimenko, greeting all you lovers of folklore out there. Let's face it, no matter if you are a folk buff or not, no one can remain indifferent to such songs. Who else can wind you up, whirl you around in their whirlwind, as only the dashing Cossacks can? Who else boasts melodies with such remarkable energy drive, with the accompanying distinctive whistling and dance steps? It's a force larger than life. What we're going to do today is not just listen to Cossack songs, but we're going to try and learn how to sing them in the peculiar Cossack style. Yes, it's going to be something of a masterclass. Well, have you already tried singing along? I bet you have. That is how they usually learn to sing the songs of the Terek Cossacks. Who are they? And generally, who are the Cossacks? Well, today we shall be able to find out, since clarifying it all for us is a born and bred Cossack. So that is what they're like, the Cossacks. Just what sort of people are they? What are their origins? Well, I have to say there's no simple answer to this. Some 5 centuries back they emerged as Cossacks, genuinely free-spirited folk who settled on the borders of Russia in outlying regions. They refused to be in servitude and sought a way to live their lives in freedom. The Tsar, Ivan the Terrible, decided to put this particular characteristic feature of theirs to good use and found them employment in defending the borders of the Russian state. In return for this, they were exempt from taxes. So you see, in effect, the Cossacks are hereditary military folk. Now, when it comes to nationality, here there's a great deal of diversity. We find Russians, Ukrainians, Belarusians, it all depends on what places they came from to found the Cossack settlements on the boundaries of Russia. Besides, of course, they married the locals, thus forming over the years, in effect, a new ethnos with dozens of diverse subgroups. Cossacks, and it's not a case of genetics here. The Cossacks are a very special, remarkably distinctive, dazzling and multifaceted culture. The rather Don Cossacks, hailing from the river Don, there are also Kubayn Cossacks, that's the Russian South. there are Cossacks in the Urals, Siberia. It's so easy to recognize the Cossack songs, be they marching songs when the dashing Cossack sits astride his faithful mount and sings out in his swashbuckling manner, or lingering songs that are sung in many voices. They're all the kind that tug at the heartstrings. However, since the Cossacks settled in diverse regions, they quite naturally developed their own distinctive traditions, born of the location too. Our guest today is a genuine Terek Cossack, his name Alexander Kozarev. Terek is because they hail from the river Terek in the Caucasus. The famous, powerful Terek Cossack host was based there, on the border with the Caucasus. However, let's hear what our guest, Terek Cossack Alexander Kozarev, has to tell us. He is a well-known here choral conductor, and you could say he's been studying the folklore of the Terek Cossacks since his birth. I grew up on the river Terek. All of my life I've retained the memory of what I saw and heard back then in my childhood. As for the music, some of my most striking, most memorable impressions are connected with music. I started playing the accordion when I was only 4. At 6, they bought me a real, honest-to-goodness, chromatic accordion. They would take me along to weddings and various get-togethers. I particularly enjoyed playing the lezginka. That is the most popular dance in the Caucasus. And the Terek Cossacks adopted it from the Caucasian nationalities. Cossack dances, stomping his feet like in a Russian dance, while the girl seems almost to float, covering her face with her hands. This is in line with traditions of the Caucasus. I recall those weddings since childhood. I remember how one is offered the typical Cossack treat, the cones. They take a wooden chip covered in dough and on top place a cone made of dough, sugar and spices. And they attach ribbons too. It's quite a beautiful sight and it's also delicious. The little Cossacks would be running around merrily with these cones. A wedding train is on its way from the house of the bride to the groom. The horses and rig are decorated for the occasion, and flanking them on both sides are Cossacks with rifles, letting loose the occasional shots that resonate all across the district to let everyone know that it's a wedding. I've also witnessed Cossack races. All along the street, they put clay pots and other homeware onto the wicker fences. The Cossack is supposed to ride at full gallop and, with his sabre, knock all this down. One is particularly stunned by the fancy riding, the nigh circus tricks, when at full breakneck speed gallop, the Cossacks slip underneath their mount's belly and perform a somersault. Cossacks are surrounded by horses since early childhood, and that's been the case for centuries. You're listening to Folk Box in the Voice of Russia, and today we're hearing the music which is enthralling, the music that hooks you and will not let you go, the songs of the Cossacks. Alexander Kozarev, a choral conductor, an expert in folklore of the Terek Cossacks, and himself a Cossack, shares more with us.
Знаем, что гребенские казаки, название древние, а потом терские казаки. Вот гребенские – это та группа казаков,
The Terek Cossacks are a very ancient group of Cossacks. They arrived from the central parts of Russia and settled in the Caucasus, on the banks of the Terek River. They came from the Don and Rizan. Rizan Cossacks are mentioned in Chronicles of 1443. They sailed here in their hollowed-out boats called Kushkuli, and in testimony to their ancient origins, the names of their settlements. Such as Chervlyony Yar, that's dark red yar. We can find such a place name on the ancient maps of Rizan. And since we're dwelling on folklore, I can say really fascinating things took place afterwards. There began a dialogue between diverse cultures, Russian and Nagaysk, Cherkessk, Ossetian cultures. After all, the Cossacks were in direct contact with the local population. This is the rhythm of a Caucasian lezginka. It always accompanies music of the Terek Cossacks in their entertainments. The Caucasian women folk mark the rhythm by beating on percussion instruments, while in our case, the women beat copper tubs, hammer out the rhythm with forks on the table. The Terek Cossacks wear the traditional garb of the Caucasus Highlanders, a cherkeska, which is a military frock coat, burka, a felt cloak warm enough to shield one from the snow and even serve as a shelter when out in the field. Let me sing you one song, a historical one, about Prince Yuri Dolgoruki. It has these words, "And the prince walked with a beautiful paramour." The fact is, living in the settlement of Chervulyony Yar were perhaps Russia's most beautiful women. Cossack women are generally fabled for their beauty, while in this case, the mixture of so many diverse bloodlines, Russian, Cossack, Caucasian, well, there are legends about these irresistible beauties. More often than not, the princes would carry away the gorgeous local women with them. Later, though, many would be forced to return. Luckily, the locals showed great compassion and sympathy towards these shamed women. Historical song of the Terek Cossacks. And now, as promised, our master class. Together with the leaders of folk choirs assembled at the Russian Folklore Center, we shall learn to sing a song of the Terek Cossacks. Alexander Kozyrev will be guiding us along. I would like to offer you a dance tune. It possesses clear, distinct rhythm, stemming from traditions of the Caucasus. It has very special sound combinations, also typical for the Caucasus. In order to master it, you will require several exercises. This rhythm that syllables are sung to. Dum padarga 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 dum pad now some other words. Orайда, райда. On the Caucasian rhythm. And another peculiarity, these songs have distinctive floating chords. Let's try. Well, have you mastered the basics of Cossack singing? We must give it another try sometime, and we'll call Alexander Kozirev to help us along.
Офицерик, офицерик, офицерик молодой.
Офицерик молодой, офицерик молодой, подъем конник вороной. Офицерик молодой, подъем конник вороной, подъем конник вороной, весь уборик золотой. Подъем конник вороной, весь уборик золотой, на нем шапочка смеется, перчаточки говорят, на нем шапочка смеется, перчаточки говорят, голубые палеты улыбаются, голубые палеты улыбаются, меня не знает девчонка усмехается, меня не знает девчонка усмехается, здорово ли ты, кумушка, да здорово ли, голубушка. Здорово ли, голубушка, я не так, чтоб здорова, да болит моя голова, я не так, чтоб здорова, болит моя голова, ой, болит, 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 я не знаю, как и вы, ой, болит, 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 я не знаю, как и вы, я не знаю, как и вы, чем голубушку лечи, я не знаю, как и вы. Пойду вода по ложку, да сорву травки ворожку. Пойду вода по ложку, да сорву травки ворожку. Сорву травки ворожку, да попою головушку. Сорву травки ворожку, попою головушку. Я в голову не нажала, пар голову не берет. Я парила, парила, пар голову не берет.
Сирые сидят, гуси сирые сидят, гуси сирые сидят.
Cossack songs for you. Info box from the Voice of Russia.